Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
It has been said that people are like snowflakes. No two are exactly alike. There is no one quite like you. And there is no one quite like me. And one aspect of our uniqueness is our fingerprints. Those whirls and swirls and loops and ridges and arches on the tips of our fingers that identify who we are. And, you know, no one is really quite certain why we have fingerprints, other than to identify each one of us as individuals. Because like snowflakes, no two sets of fingerprints are exactly alike. So how does God identify Himself? What are His fingerprints? Well, certainly one way to identify Him is by His creation. In Psalm 8, it says that the heavens are the work of His fingers. His fingerprints are all over His creation. His creation gives unmistakable evidence that He exists as the only creator of all things. And so despite what many may say or believe, the truth, we are told in Genesis chapter 1, is that in a moment of time, God created what we see all around us. And we're also told in Psalm 33 that by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth, all that they contain came into existence. In 6 days, He designed a world where there would be no death, a world where there would be no sickness, where there would be no sorrow, where there would be no decay. A perfect world. And these past 2 weeks, during our time together, we have been watching as this amazing story has been unfolding before us. From nothing, God created everything. And from a world that was empty and uninhabitable, He designed a place that would benefit us, a paradise where we could live and work in harmony and in peace, a world without sin. And we have seen that during the first 3 days of His creation, God brought order and He brought stability to this world, to His world, establishing light and darkness, creating a 24-hour day, time to work, a time to rest, creating the sky above us, separating the land from the sea, creating plants and fruit trees as a source of food. He was preparing a place for us. And so today, we come to day 4 of His creation, where it says in verse 14 of Genesis chapter 1, "Then God said, 'Let there be lights.'" Maor, in Hebrew. Let there be illumination in the sky, in the expanse of the heavens, lights to separate, Badel in Hebrew, to divide, to distinguish the day from the night. And he said, let them be for signs, oth in Hebrew, let them serve as witnesses. Witnesses to the power of God, a witness without words. The fingerprints of God. And God adds in verse 14, let them be for seasons, moed in Hebrew, for months, for the passing of time marked by different months of the year. As the moon orbits around the earth once every 28 days, traveling at about 2,288 miles per hour, and as it rotates on its axis about once every 28 days as well. And let these lights in the heavens be for days, from sunrise to sunrise, as the earth rotates on its axis once every 24 hours. And let them be for years, as the earth orbits around the sun once every 365 days at about 67,000 miles per hour. And let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens, God says, to give light and to give health and warmth and life on this earth. All of these things were created by God flawlessly, effortlessly, and with accuracy and with precision and with reliability for our benefit to serve his purpose. And it says in verse 15, it was so. Not one of his commands has failed to produce his desired results. And here is the significance of these things. The writer of Genesis says in verse 16, God made these two great lights in the heavens. He carefully engineered the greater light, the sun, to govern, Memshah in Hebrew, to set the pattern, to set the course of the day. And he also made the lesser light, the moon, to govern, to set the pattern, to set the course of the night. And he made the stars also, we are told, billions and billions of them. And he has counted them all, we're told in Psalm 147, verse 4, and he knows them all by name. And God placed them, he established them, the sun, the moon, in the expanse of the heavens, we're reminded in verse 17. Why? The writer says to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And it says in verse 18 that God saw that it was good, tov in Hebrew, that it was beneficial. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day of creation. And all of these things point to a creator. His fingerprints are all over his creation. Then, we're told in verse 20, on the fifth day, God said, let the waters of the earth teem. Sairetz in Hebrew. Let them swarm with swarms. Sheretz, with an abundance of living creatures. Nefesh in Hebrew, with living, breathing beings. With fish. With all kinds of marine life. And let them populate the sea. And let birds of all kinds fill the air and fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. Panem in Hebrew, on the face of the heavens. Living creatures that are aware of their existence, that are aware of their surroundings. And God created bara, he shaped and formed the great sea monsters, those massive and powerful creatures of the deep. And he created every living thing, we're told in verse 21, both large and small. Everything that moves and that breathes, in which the waters swarm. The testimony in the word of God is that all of them were created by God, and it says that they were all created after their kind. Min in Hebrew, according to their specific species. And he shaped and he formed every winged bird after its kind, according to its species. And we're told that God saw that it was good, that it was beneficial to his plan. And so, verse 22 tells us, God blessed them. Barach in Hebrew. He gave them a blessing. He gave them the favor of life. Life is a blessing. It is a gift from God. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Produce life according to your species and fill the waters of the seas. And he said, let the birds also multiply and increase on the earth. He gave them all the capacity to be self-sustaining. And we're told in verse 23, again, that there was evening and there was morning, a fifth day of creation. It should be obvious, I think, at least to most of us, that the diversity and the complexity, the order, the sheer magnitude of creation points to a creator. And as we're told in Romans 1:18, to deny this fact is to suppress the truth in ungodliness and in unrighteousness. And so it will bring the wrath of God upon those who deny this truth in unbelief and who dishonor their creator, who ignore the fingerprints of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.